Jesus Christ, you people suck.
Wow.
Wolverine on a tangent.
Back in the days when we played video games, it was hardcore for the nerdy and lazy. Now things have changed, and all our video games are also for the casual and lady.
But that's okay, you know the score. We told you a million times before, playing consoles, not just games, is in the past. And every week you listen to the best damn internet radio crew. It's the N4G Podcast. It's the N4G Podcast.
It is time for another week of N4G Radio for the week of February 28th. 2011, and we have a very good show this week, and which it better be a very good show, because it's our last show for 2 weeks, unless Drew decides to do the Drew Show starring Drew, featuring Drew starring Drew.
If you want me to, I will sit down and record one. Don't think that I won't.
I'm sure that you will.
I'll do a fanboy episode. It'll be just like me talking to me fanboy version.
Oh, dude, that would not be all that entertaining.
Oh, you kidding me? People laugh their asses off.
But anyways, with us this week, we have Gambus Hillbilly Khan.
Greetings, programs!
Oh, and we have Drew Frustrated Fury Leechman is with us.
I've actually got a new little thing I'm going to do, and it's lame, but I'm going to do it anyway, because I have this gigantic list of, quote-unquote, the list of best games I have ever played. So from now on, when you call my name during the beginning of each show, I'm going to name one of those games off that list. And I'm going to start off with Metal Gear Solid.
Well, that's a hell of a way to start.
That explanation was probably a little too long to be a catchphrase.
It will be shorthand next week, or during the Drew Show.
During the Drew Show, okay. Anyways, also with us we have Justin, the Killer Wolverine Ninja.
Hey.
You should change the name to that.
The Ninja?
No, the Killer Wolverine Ninja.
Oh, the Killer Wolverine Ninja. God, that's like three things that just, they're like peanut butter and chocolate. Whatever. Also with us we have John W.
Hello.
That's an adult beverage right there. And finally with us we have the Wombat Round Wombode.
I'm here as well.
Yes. We'll be on polar opposites of the world next week. You'll be on a beach, I'll be dumped on by 12 feet of snow.
And I'll still be in the butt crack of America.
The butt crack of America.
Well, that's true, I'm in the ball sack of America.
You're in the what?
I said, if that's true, then I'm in the ball sack of America.
Wow. That's gross. Actually, I looked at the weather for Boston. It's actually going to be 50 degrees. So, hallelujah.
While it's snowing in Ohio.
You know what? If it snows in Ohio, then it's going to hit us eventually. And I hope it's not that week, that the 3 days that I'm actually driving down to the convention center.
Oh, it'll be fine. So, we're in the clear. Winter's over.
Well,
I did say it's 70 degrees here.
Yeah. Right, that must be nice.
It's supposed to be 60 here tomorrow.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Welcome to the weather podcast, fellas.
Well, I rented an SUV just in case.
Oh, you'll be fine.
So, you know. Plus, I always want to drive one, because that's what I want. Anyway, enough talk about other things. Thank you.
That was just awful.
Yeah. Thank you.
It was a little one. It's not like, oh, fuck you guys.
But anyway, it's time to start some fondling, and as always, we'll start with Hillbilly Khan.
Hey!
Once again, you get another thing that people love you for, I swear to Jesus.
Don't do that. Okay. Alrighty. I've been playing some games this week.
Oh, cool. What? Did that sound... I'm sorry.
Condescending?
Yeah. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I played some portable games this week. I'll start off with saying that I played some more Tactics Ogre.
Tactics Ogre.
Yes. the precursor to Final Fantasy Tactics. It's a remake of the original Super Famicom version from the mid-90s. Evidently, the difficulty has been lessened since its original version. However, it is still very, very difficult. If you don't plan ahead, and if you forget to equip weapons and armor on your characters, you will die quickly. So, I learned that lesson. I must say, it's a really cool game in that it's got a very, very, very deep storyline full of political intrigue and angst. And the music is really awesome. It's got really good music. Graphics, the colors in the game are really, really awesome. Picture quality, I would say, would be an improvement over the Final Fantasy Tactics for PSP, because that game was actually a more of a port, whereas Tactics Ogre for PSP is more of a complete redone from the ground up for the PSP. So the graphics just look fantastic on the PSP screen. And if you like tactical games, it's definitely one to pick up. And another game I played on PSP is the Ease 1 and 2 Chronicles.
Didn't that just come out?
Yes.
You're just purchasing all kinds of games for a guy that just, you know, spent all of his money getting married.
Well, ma'am.
Yeah.
Oh, ma'am.
You dealing drugs?
You dealing the drugs, boy.
I'll just say this. The magic of the 50% extra GameStop bonus.
Oh, so you traded in a bunch of your old crap that you never played.
Pretty much.
Yeah, I see how it is.
Yeah, and Ease 1 and 2 Chronicles for the PSP is, I must say, hands down, the best version of Ease 1 and 2. If anyone's not familiar with this series, it's basically like a top-down Zelda-type game.
Hasn't this thing been released like 14 times?
Yeah, Ease Book 1 and 2 was originally released for the, it was released for the Sega Master System.
Sega!
If I recollect. I'm not totally for sure if it was actually released in the United States, or if it was released on the Japanese Sega Master System.
Then it would be the Mega Drive, bitch.
No, the Mega Drive was the Genesis, dude.
Oh, what was the Master System called in Japan then, smartass?
It was called the.
What the fuck was that?
That was a chair squeaking.
Don't laugh at my chair. It has feelings, you know.
Your chair needs to. Yeah.
Stop farting.
No. It's a very gassy chair.
Oh, wow. Anyway, go ahead, Jason.
But yeah, I think most people that are fans of the series, which is not too many because it's kind of a niche series. It basically gained its popularity through the TurboGrafx-16 CD version, which was actually one of the games that was worth buying for the TurboGrafx CD.
There was a game on the TurboGrafx CD?
Yes. Hmm. And then they later released domestically Ease Book 1 and 2. For the Nintendo DS, which was an okay version. It wasn't as good as the TurboGrafx CD version. However, the newest one for PSP is, I have to say, it's probably the best version that's been released.
You're the best around.
I was gonna keep you down, or something like that. But, yeah, I played some of that. It's very archaic in that, in order to get your sword, your first sword in the game, you literally have to speak to every single villager in the beginning village.
it's dangerous to go alone here.
I was about to say, yeah, it's easier to get one in Zelda.
Yeah. So you have to speak to everybody in the village before you can even get your first sword, so that's kind of a, you know...
It's kind of like buying a gun.
Yeah.
You gotta wait 7 days or some shit. Unless you go to Walmart.
Only if it's a handgun.
Yeah.
You speaking from experience?
Huh?
You murderer?
No, I used to work at it. I used to work at Walmart.
I've bought guns before, so there you go.
Oh my god. Ted Nugent on the podcast.
I am from Georgia.
There are perfect legally for people to have guns.
Exactly.
Yeah, home protection, buddy.
There we go.
He's got something to fight off his hunting small defense samples.
I think Jason's the only one that lives in a neighborhood where the gun might be required.
I don't know, dude. Police have come to my condo complex like 4 times in the last year and a half.
I told you to turn the stereo down.
You need to stop making crystal meth.
Yeah, that too.
Yeah. You might have forgotten, but I own one. Actually, I own two.
Yeah, I know you do. I know you do. I'm still afraid of you.
You Americans are way with your guns.
I don't have a gun, John, okay?
Guns hey, it helped us win our independence from you.
Hell yeah.
You red coat son of a...
You crazy people. Y'all stand in the line and shoot each other. We just get in trees and shoot your ass.
What? You shoot people in a deer tree house or something? What's wrong with you?
We're talking about the revolution.
Red coats. Order.
Oh my god.
Read your history books.
No.
Mine tax our tea.
I'll throw it in the harbor, bitch.
Hell yeah.
What's this Earl Grey?
throw off the yokes of our English oppressors. That's why we drink coffee here.
That's that type of tea that Jean-Luc Picard from that Star Trek show drinks.
The only tea we want, sweet tea.
This is going on way too long.
I agree.
You all stopped being funny about 30 seconds ago.
Yes.
Shut up.
Okay.
Stopped being funny a long time ago.
English sympathizer.
So how about that game?
Okay. Yeah, I also...
About that 15-year-old game.
We're not to you yet, Wombat.
Oh.
I, for one, love all nationalities.
Oh, for God's sakes, I asked about the game.
Well, I was done talking about that.
Okay, we'll talk about another game. Or get the fuck off the mic.
Yeah, okay. On the PS3, I started a new game of Mass Effect 2.
Okay.
Hey-o.
And it was pretty cool. I played about the first hour of it, and me and my wife I wanted my wife to watch it just to show her how cool of a game it is. She thought it was pretty cool.
Sit down and watch this woman.
So
and make me some biscuits.
And whatever.
But
what was that?
Fuck was that?
I said and gravy.
Oh, and gravy. Gotcha.
Yeah. But another game I played was, of course, Marvel vs. Capcom 3, which I played against Killer Wolverine this week. Yeah.
So who won?
Wait, how'd you do that?
Yeah, he went out and bought the other version. I told you.
You had two versions?
That drugs, man.
He's not drug.
I'm balling, dude. So on those drugs.
I took back the other one, so I just have the 360 one.
Ah, gotcha.
Man, maybe I ought to start selling all the crystal meth I make.
Nobody's using it.
You've been Bogarting crystal meth?
I've just been stockpiling it. I mean, you never know.
Yeah, we never know when we're going to have a zombie outbreak.
World-altering catastrophe that creates, a new economic system based on crystal meth.
You're in there.
I think actually Alabama's economic system is based on crystal meth.
Oh. What was that noise?
That was a horn honking.
Okay. Should have been louder. It'd have been funny.
But, yeah, Marvel Capcom 3, good times. I think Cool Wolverine and myself are probably about on the same, probably the same skill level, I guess. We were kind of at a stalemate.
Yep, indeed.
Yes, but it was fun. It was real fun.
Indeed.
So I'm looking forward to playing some more.
Indeed.
Indeed. Okay, yes. Yeah, that stopped being funny when it started.
And the
so
last
did you.
And the last game that I played was the Dragon Age 2 demo.
Yeah.
That was a beautiful demo.
That makes me ecstatic.
Uh-huh.
I was warm and fuzzy inside.
Yep.
And I'm sad that I will be out of town when it comes out.
I have small victories.
Yeah, you can have your small victory, because I'll tell you about the 14 other games that I played that don't come out for 6 months.
Go right ahead.
Bitch.
But yeah, the demo was awesome. If you enjoy the original one, the second one is just going to be that much better.
Well, you gotta mention that I think a lot of people are going to be upset.
Oh, God, yeah.
Because it's
even
not
how different it is.
It's like what Mass Effect 2 is to Mass Effect 1. It's more of an action game now instead of a RPG.
At least from a control standpoint, yeah.
Yeah.
We don't know about inventory really, because you can't really.
Yeah, it won't let you access it. Crap.
Right. Yeah, that was kind of junk. I got all these things I wanted to check out. Couldn't even look at them. I got like an axe and a ring and a shield and all this crap, and couldn't even look at it.
I just, like, oh, it's so awesome. Like, you know, you hit X and he slashes. You hit X again, he slashes again. It was like straight up like playing like Fable or something.
But in Dragon Age.
Yeah. And then, like, you play as a rogue, he's fast as shit. He's like doing these like cartwheels in the air and kicking guys in the face. And
okay, that's what I chose.
You know, I know BioWare has a history of, I don't really know how to put this, but the women in Dragon Age 2. Implants, man.
That's gonna happen in every game, though, dude.
Not, come on. I mean, you remember playing the first one? I mean, they were normal proportions, and now they look like I don't know.
I got an explanation.
Oh, I bet you do.
Yes, and it's just one word: magic.
Magic.
Magic can do a lot of things.
Yep.
Oh, can. Yeah. Gambus, you can't do that spell in real life.
Well, you can. It just costs about $30,000 and about 3 days in the hospital.
Oh, awesome. Anyway, okay, so there you go.
Yes, and that concludes this past week's fondling.
So what are you going to play this week?
Killzone 3.
Killzone 3. God, you are selling drugs.
He is, yeah.
God bless it. You're not going to buy a Beyond Good and Evil?
Probably.
Did you beat it the first time it came out?
No.
Dick.
Dude, I got stuck.
At least he's honest about it.
Yeah, that's true.
Hey, man, it wasn't my fault. It was game's fault. It kept glitching out at about halfway through the game for some reason.
What version did you have?
Xbox.
Doesn't make any
sense. My Xbox was getting kind of wonky. It would freeze up on games randomly, like, often. So, that was the reason I didn't actually beat Beyond Good and Evil, but from what I played of it, I was probably like, maybe like 4 or 5 hours into it. Well, from what I played of it, I thought it was awesome.
It's one of the greats.
It is.
So, I am looking forward to the HD remake of it.
All right, so I guess I will move on to Mr. Drew then.
Okay. Well, I will mention that I played a game that you guys will say hell is frozen over, but Killzone 3. Yes, me, a first-person shooter hater, played a first-person shooter.
Yeah, but it's on the PlayStation, so it's expected.
Yeah, it does have trophies, so.
So does Call of Duty Black Ops.
Yeah, but Call of Duty's, you know, that's like...
Not PlayStation exclusive?
Yeah, it's not PlayStation exclusive. Plus, you know, it plays like, you know, you're taking a shit on a plate and eating it. So,
oh, what?
Oh, you know. No. I'm just trying to piss off people.
You're wrong.
I don't care.
You're wrong.
I was like taking a shit and piss and eating it. But anyway.
Some weird fantasies I don't want to know about.
No, I'm just trying to find the worst things in the imaginable and then comparing it to Call of Duty. But anyway, I play Killzone 3, and I have to say that game is actually really, really good. I beat it, played through it. Probably took me about maybe 6 hours, 7 hours, somewhere around there. It's a little short, but the whole time I was never bored. They constantly had you doing different things. You know, you were never doing the exact same thing over and over again. And then even whenever it, like, you know, you running around going into cover and stuff like that kind of got kind of boring, they give you a mission where you're like in a vehicle. Or they, you know, they send you into space or something like that. It was actually really good. And I actually enjoyed it. That's the crazy thing. And after playing through that, I was like, huh, I wonder what other person shooters I should play. So I went ahead and put Brink. And I'm excited for it.
Brink is different, though.
Exactly, and that's the reason why I want to play it. Because I'm not fully back into first-person shooters yet. Killzone helped me out. Like, I played some multiplayer, and... You know, I liked the multiplayer in Killzone 2. I thought it was solid, and it was really fun. And this one is no exception. I really love the fact that, you know, you don't jump into a lobby and say, okay, we're going to play Team Deathmatch for, like, 20 minutes. In this game, you're constantly bam, 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 doing something else. All right, you know, team deathmatch. Then 5 minutes later, okay, go search and destroy. All right, then do this, do this, do this. And it's just really fast-paced, and you're always doing something different. And, that pretty much sums up Killzone. You're constantly doing something new and something different. And I really did enjoy it. The presentation is great. There's actually a story in this one. I don't care if the PS3 fanboys get mad because I say there's no story in Killzone 2. If there was a story in Killzone 2, I didn't care about it. But Killzone 3 is solid. And anybody out there who's, you know, on the fence about it, they definitely need to pick it up. In fact, I'll go ahead and say this. Killzone 3 was so good, I played absolutely zero Marvel vs. Capcom 3.
Oh!
Yeah. That's how much influence it had on me this week.
Snap shizzle.
And I'm going to continue playing more Killzone, play some online. I'd definitely like to get, you know, with you guys and you know, start up a squad. Because, I mean, it's really cool because you can do the squad thing kind of like in Battlefield, you know, where you can spawn onto, you know, your squad leader and stuff like that.
Well, so. I think, I know Wombat doesn't have it.
No.
Do you have it, John?
He does.
Did he die?
Sorry?
I'm sorry, are you paying attention?
Yes, Killzone 3. What?
I asked you a question. I said, do you have it?
Yes, I do.
Okay, thank you. Thanks for joining the group.
The guy.
But now, there's a ton of listeners out there that was like sending me invites and stuff, and I was like, well, let me finish the campaign first, and... You know,
yeah, I don't understand that. I've never understood that when people get the game immediately they hop online.
No. I want to finish the story first before I even try the online.
Yeah.
But yeah, Killzone, fantastic game, and it really did surprise me. I don't know really why I picked it up. I think I read like your review and a couple other reviews, and I was like, you know, I kind of want to get back into first person shooters because, you know, I had fun with them at a time. You know, they just got stale for me. And so, and plus Amazon, they said, oh, if you buy Killzone, we'll give you fucking $20. So I was like, okay. So I went ahead and ordered it, and I got me $20. I used that $20 on Brink. So now I'm only paying $39.99 for Brink, plus 99 cents release day shipping, and I get $10 for Brink. So I got $10 more. It's like a vicious cycle.
You know how much I paid for Killzone?
Well, you are someone's bitch, so there you go.
No, that's you, not me.
I don't play Little Big Planet. Little Big Planet kiss my ass.
What's that have to do with anything?
It's a Sony thing.
It's got trophies.
I know it's got trophies, but I don't care.
Oh, you're not a true trophy whore.
No, I am a trophy whore.
You heard it here first.
If I could get my hands on Hannah Montana, because I hear that's like the easiest platinum out there, I would do it.
That's the PlayStation's avatar?
I think so.
And did you not criticize me?
Yeah, but I haven't done Hannah Montana yet.
But you said if you could get your hands on it.
Exactly, but
which
I'm
is
not
the
going
only
to
reason.
Try it.
Well, no, I didn't either. Killer Wolverine just happened to Gamefly it.
The one thing Gamefly was good for.
He brought it over, and I'm like, hey, 1,000 achievement points. Rock on.
In all fairness, you had me Gamefly it and bring it over.
the truth comes out.
I don't remember that part of the story.
Of course you do.
I just remember getting 1,000 achievement points.
Exactly.
But yeah, I did play a lot of Killzone, and it was great. The other game I played was Radiant Historia. It's an Atlas RPG on the DS.
Mm.
That game is really good. Jason, you would love that game.
Yeah, I was doing some research about it.
And it's a lot like Chrono Trigger, as in like you're traveling through time a lot. The cool thing is it's not like Chrono Trigger, as in like you just go back to the past or the future and stuff like that. You do that stuff, but only one guy can do it. And he's basically reliving his life again. So if you go to the past, it's really cool because they give you these choices, almost like Mass Effect, that affect the game. So like one of the early on, the choices that you get is you got a best friend who is in the army. And the guy you play as is like a secret agent for for the government, and he's sent on small like covert missions. But his best friend's like in the army, and he's wanting to start up a brigade. So his best friend says, "Hey, why don't you come join my army? You have a choice of either joining the army or staying with the covert operation guy." And depending on what you choose, that creates a new timeline. So if you look at the Historia, which is like this big book that shows your entire like history, you'll see it starts off with a line, then you get to like a little node, and then it branches off to two different areas. And whichever way you go is the way you go on the branch, on like the tree. And so what you do in one timeline can affect what happens in another timeline. So if I kill a guy... If I go and join the army and I kill a guy, that guy will still be dead if I go back to the past and not join the army and then run into the area where he was supposed to be at.
Dude, my head just exploded.
It's crazy, but it's so good. Like, the combat system's really cool. It's like on a grid base. It's not really grid base. It's like when you go into combat, it's a 3x3 grid where the enemies are. So you got an enemy in the back and then an enemy right in front of him. You can do combos like, they have like special abilities like push assault. Basically, you run up to a guy and then knock him back into the other guy. And then if you follow up with another party member to attack and attack that same guy, it actually hits both guys because they're in the same grid. And it's really, really good. I do suggest it to everybody. I'm going to write up my review on Monday or today. And it should be up, I don't know when. But but it's actually really good, and I do suggest it to anybody. That's one of the few DS games that is something for you to pick your DS back up for.
There you go.
Yep. And trying to think if there's anything else. Nope. Dragon Age 2 demo. That's about it.
Dragon Age 2.
That's right. Dragon Age 2. It's awesome.
Electric Boogaloo.
So, yeah. You know what? They could put that as, a subtitle for it, and I wouldn't care.
Well, I wouldn't either.
This is awesome. But as far as future goes, I'm going to play a little bit more Radiant Historia. I'm about like 7 hours into that game right now. I want to say that's about halfway. But I'm going to play a little bit more of it. I'm going to play some Killzone. More than likely jump back into Marvel this week. And that was the other game I do. Like you were saying, am I going to pick up Beyond Good and Evil? Probably not going to pick it up this week because I have had so many freaking people tell me that I need to play Super Meat Boy. So I'm going to buy I'm going to buy Super Meat Boy on the Xbox.
Yeah, before you buy Trials.
All right, here's the deal. I played the trial version of Trials. That game's not for me, man.
Super Meat Boy's exactly the same game.
No. Trials is a little different. Super Meat Boy is a platformer. Trials is not.
They're both physics-based puzzle games that last about 2 minutes per level.
And I also played N Plus and enjoyed it, and Super Meat Boy reminded me of N Plus.
Oh, N Plus. F-U after the missiles.
Yeah, well, I was obsessed with that game for like 2 months, and that's all I played. And I was like, God, I gotta get this. Oh, fuck!
I was obsessed with it. Game. Yeah, I was obsessed with it until the homing missiles, and then I'm done.
Yeah,
like seriously.
So I'm gonna pick up Super Meat Boy and play it.
Super Meat Boy. Okay, we're gonna move on.
The music sounds awesome too, by the way. That's what got me into it, because I was like, listen to the soundtrack.
Oh, the soundtrack's awesome. That whole game is awesome. I'm not discrediting Meat Boy at all. That's a great game. But anyway, I'm gonna move on to K Dude.
Hey. Anyway. Like Gambus was saying, I have played a few matches of Marvel with him, and he said, like he said, we're about even Steven.
What?
Yeah, man.
Are you even fifth Steven. Grade?
Yes, I am. And then I played, after that, I saw John online, and I pestered him, and we played some matches.
He's not paying attention, so it don't matter.
And what I found when it was just me and him playing is we're about even, wouldn't you say, John? About even?
Yeah, that's probably pretty much, yeah.
Yeah. And then Terrence jumped into our party, and John just went the fuck off. He whooped our asses. Now, it's one thing to whoop my ass, because I suck. But apparently Terrence is this good, you know, player, and, you know, he's not bad, but I don't know what the hell happened to John. He just went on, man. He beat us 5 times in a row.
He was on some of Wombat's crystal meth.
That's exactly right.
It made me really start to think that when we were, just me and John were playing, that he let me win. So,
no, that wasn't the case.
Oh,
I was
man.
Just lucky.
Lucky? 5 times in a row, whooping ass. I don't think that was luck. I don't know what happened, but damn. Just whooping ass. And after he got, you know, his internet connection problems, he went off, and then me and Terrence played a few matches, and we're about even, so something's starting to make me wonder if you people let me win, because I'm not good at this game.
I won't let you win.
If you play with me, I won't let you win.
Oh, you got awesome. But I also played a little bit with Ken a couple nights ago. Yes, for achievement whoring. Yes, it was. I'm not afraid to admit that. And a couple of times we were doing the ranked match achievements or whatever, and a couple of times we would actually have to play an actual ranked match against another human being. One in particular is named Happy Meal.
Nice.
Yeah. I think.
How did you guys fare against Happy Meal?
Well, I'll go first. You can go second, Ken, because I'm talking now, so suck it.
Okay.
I played him, twice, I think?
Yeah.
Yeah, and the first time he whooped my ass, he uses Beautiful Joe, Phoenix, and, what was the third one?
Dante. Everybody uses Dante.
And, yeah, you know, I got sick of playing against Dante's.
For Phoenix, being as weak as she is, he was pretty good with her and Beautiful Joe. He whooped my ass the first time. Second time, I whooped his ass. So I guess we're about even. It's a running theme here. So, and now you can tell him about your experience, Ken.
Well, I only played him once, and he beat the crap out of me. Not as bad as that guy that I got stuck in the regular ranked matches with, though.
Yeah, I got stuck with another guy, and he just whooped my ass.
Dude, it wasn't even like a game. Like, he beat all three of my dudes, and I didn't even touch one of his.
That sounds about my experience with another guy, too, so. So, whatever. So I think that's all the time I played with Marvel. It's fun. I really love playing it online, and I never really played the second one online or any kind of fighting game online. I really enjoy it, so I look forward to playing, you know, Drew and Ryan, because I don't see you guys online anymore, though, so...
Yeah, you know what's funny is we were both online at the same time the other day.
Really?
I was online for about 4 hours Monday night.
I was on?
Yeah, I actually saw you and Terrence both on.
Oh, shit, you should have said something.
Well... I figured you guys were playing against each other, and I was playing ranked matches, so...
You could have hopped in the lobby.
Yeah, man, next time that happens, just hop in.
Yeah, watch health bars.
Yeah.
Well, I probably would have had more fun watching health bars than I did waiting frickin' 10 minutes between every ranked match I played.
Yeah,
that seemed to be hard for us, even though we weren't trying, but it seemed to be hard to get into a ranked match, so... And I thought that when they patched it, because I think a patch went up a couple nights ago, they fixed that problem, but I guess that wasn't...
Well, no, hopefully so, because it was Monday when I played, so they took up a patch a couple days ago.
No, we played it after the patch, and it wasn't any better.
Oh.
No,
not at all. So, yeah, next time if... I usually hide, it's just a habit anymore, but I'll try not to hide, but if you guys see us, just jump in, because I want to play against both you, because I've played against everyone else, so I kind of want to see what you guys are... how bad you're going to whoop me.
Well, I'll be online later on today, so...
Oh, yeah. Right. Oh, yeah, just get a room with it.
If it helps, I'm only one ranked win shy of Frustrated Fury, and I've only played the game 4 hours or 5 hours instead of 200 or however many Drew has.
I also play with my friends. I don't do ranked matches because you can't get into them.
That's what you say.
Okay, it's time to throw down the gauntlet.
Wombat, you have upset the man, and
we've never even played Street Fighter against each other.
We haven't. In fact, have we ever played a game together?
I don't know, maybe. I feel like we played something very early on. Did you ever talk?
No.
Oh. I don't know.
All right.
Maybe Borderlands? We played Borderlands together?
I don't think we did.
No. That was me and Jacob and Ken.
Yeah, we played that crappy Mad Moxie.
Oh my god, that was 3 hours well wasted.
That's 3 hours of my life I'll never get back. Anyway, okay, so did you play anything else?
Yes, well, I did.
Go ahead, I'm trying to keep it rolling, bitch.
Oh. I wasn't... Fuck you! I played Bulletstorm online with Ken, Terrence, Altus.
Altus was in one match, yeah.
Yeah, and... unfortunately, Fixer came in as we were jumping off, so I apologize to him. But we will play someday the Bulletstorm multiplayer, which is fun for, like, what, 20 minutes, 30 minutes?
Yeah, because the multiplayer is just that. That's all it is. It's just anarchy.
Yeah.
So the multiplayer is not where that game's at.
No, but it was a lot of fun.
It's fun for the first, like, 7 or 8 waves, and then you need a new level.
Right. And there's not many of them.
No, there's only 6.
Yeah, with 2 coming in a few weeks.
Oh, that's great. They're probably on the fucking disc.
Probably. So, but I was supposed to play this weekend with this loud boy, and I did not get on. I was supposed to play Saturday, so I will make it up to him and play this weekend. I promise. So, yeah. And I still haven't played the single player. That's my next
match. Really?
Yeah.
So Killer Wolverine's one of those people that we were just talking about.
Yeah. You bitch.
You didn't complete the fucking... Shut up!
I wanted to, but you guys were like, let's play online. I'm like, okay.
Yeah, no. Yeah, whatever. Well, I wanted to wait for Bulletstorm single player because I was playing Killzone.
Oh, snap. Nice segue.
And I don't give a fuck about it.
Oh,
single player. Gosh. I don't care about single player. I struggled to beat the stupid... I beat it this morning. In fact, I couldn't sleep, so I was like, I want to finish this game, so I can just say I can beat it. Took about 6 hours, like Drew said. Yeah. And I don't care about the story, and, you know, I don't... But the multiplayer, I actually play a little bit, is actually really fun. I played for a little while, and I wish Sony would do some kind of private chat, because I don't want to hear about some guy getting raped or anything like that. And that's why Xbox is a superior online service right now, because I would actually enjoy playing more games on the PlayStation if it had private chat.
Just wait till all the games on Xbox start supporting the Call of Duty method.
What's the Call of Duty method?
No private chat.
And they're going to go to this?
Yeah, for ranked matches, you can't have private chat.
Well, fuck a duck. I don't care.
They call it cheating.
It's not cheating.
No, the party chat's not available either.
That's stupid. Wow. All right, well, whatever. But what I was figuring, if I keep it, is everyone here but Ryan has it, or will be getting it. I don't know if you're going to get it or not, Ryan.
What, Killzone? No.
Yeah, okay. But if we get, I know enough of us will probably have it to actually fill up a team, so that way we can talk to each other and not listen to some, you know, two-year-old's bullshit.
Ha, douchebag.
So, I know, I mean,
or French guys, because I played during, you know, the day.
If we can actually get in, you know, everybody's headset to work, I noticed that's been a problem on the PS3.
Yeah.
I have got this one headset I'm using right now.
Yeah, well, I have the Bluetooth Sony one, and I've had issues with talking to just Justin.
Yeah. But when I talked with Terrence, we didn't have any problems, so they might have fixed it. I don't know. But, I mean, if we're all up for it, I mean, just get into clan, jump into games, and just have fun. I mean, I have fun playing it. It's got some cool modes.
It does. So,
I don't know. If we can organize that sometime soon, that'd be great, because I don't think I'm going to keep it, unfortunately, because there's too many things I want to get traded in for. So, yeah. And I think that's about it. I did download the Dragon Age demo, but I haven't played it yet. So
it's beautiful.
Everyone's saying how it's more action-oriented, so I'm going to give it a whirl.
It definitely is.
It's
a great game.
Yeah, do the rogue and just do the backstab teleport move. That thing's awesome.
Okay, do the rogue. Okay, I will keep that in mind when I play it. It should be a couple days, if not tonight. So, other than that, I think that is all.
What's up with your future, bitch?
I definitely want to get one Marvel on. Hopefully, maybe some Killzone. Definitely going to do the single player of Bulletstorm. And I will be buying Beyond Good and Evil.
Sweet.
So.
All right. So, hey, John, you paying attention? Because it's your turn.
Yeah, fuck off. I played, as Justin said, played some Marvel vs. Capcom. Good fun. Got very lucky. I know Justin says I whooped their asses, but to be fair, I think I just button-mashed my way to success. Played a very unusual game called the Acceleration of Siguri X Edition, which is a downloadable title for the PlayStation 3. The review is up on the site at the moment. It's odd is probably the best word to describe it. It's a bit mental. It's like an arena game. There's two of you. You're thrown into like this circular arena. You fly around the arena, and you have a set of weapons, close range and ranged weapons, where you, it's just like a fighting game. But it's just really, it's not hard to put like a finger on exactly what the game actually is, and it's just very bizarre. I mean, the story mode is well, two story modes. There's one about a birthday party and one about pudding. Pudding.
Yeah, it's like Crescent Pell Mist.
It's made by the same people.
I was about to say, I think it's made by the same people.
It's bonkers. But, you look for the review of that. I won't give too much away, but I don't think I'll be playing it again, since I've reviewed it now. I also played some Killzone 2, because I'm keeping it real. I'm the Ryan Wombold School of Gaming.
That's right.
And I thought, well, I want to play 3, so I better go and do the campaign on 2, because I hadn't finished it. So I started that again, and I'm about 3 or 4 chapters in at the moment. And I also went out and bought Killzone 3 and hopped straight online.
You're a douche.
But I haven't completed 2 yet, so I've got. I can't. There's no point in starting 3 until I've completed 2.
I will be with 2.
I didn't complete 2. I started 3.
I completed 2, but it took like, it was like Assassin's Creed for me, where I was about halfway through it, and I said, "Fuck it, I'm going to finish it right fucking now. If I don't, I'll never finish this." So I sat down and powered through like 4 hours of it, and I almost shot myself because of that. Because that game is not fun.
Thanks. I got last year's for money then. So I've played some multiplayer Killzone 3. It's really good. As Drew said, it's got that mode, warfare mode, where it chops and changes the parameters of the match, whether it be deathmatch or capture the flag or assassination. It mixes it up, which keeps things interesting, keeps you on your toes, and also gets people moving around the maps, because obviously with you find with some deathmatch games where, you know, you'll sit in one part of the match firing shots across the map at the other team, and this keeps things moving, so that's really good. A couple of issues I've had, connections sometimes be a problem, with it going to load in and not finding any games at all, saying that the world is full. And also I've had a couple of
the
issues.
The world is full.
Indeed. I'm not sure if anyone else has had any issues with it, but it'll suddenly stop, freeze up my PlayStation 3. I've had that happen twice, once last night and once today. Its screen goes blank, and you know the PlayStation's frozen because you can't bring up the X media bar, and when you press the button to power it off, it makes a funny beep beep beep.
Beep beep beep. Yeah, yeah. That happened to me.
So, obviously, it could just be a glitch. It'll be fixed soon enough. And also, what really annoys me, and the only downside about the gameplay part of the multiplayer, is the Infiltrator class. Because fuck, I hate those bastards who pretend to be you.
It's like the spy.
Really pisses me off. And I thought, I started off, I thought it was a glitch. I thought, hang on, he's green and now he's red. Oh, he's killed me. And it's like, I thought, well, there's something wrong. Obviously, there's a glitch with the game. And then I have a look through, no, it's the Infiltrator mode. And apparently you get bloody rewarded for that.
You double-crossing
son of a bitches.
You have to put points into it, though. You can't do it automatically.
Yeah, so no, it's a good leveling up system where you've got the different classes and, you know, guns will be better and all of those bits and pieces, and skills will be more powerful. And like, for example, the marksman cloaking system and stuff like that. It's all good fun. A couple of shout-outs. I managed to get a game online last night with a couple of our friends from Front Towards Gamer, Shanghai 6 and Kamikaze Sheep. They were both on there playing with their team. Got probably about an hour and a half before the thing froze up on me. And very good game. They're very, very good at it. I was generally at the bottom of whatever team I was on, but it was still good fun. And that's all I've played this week.
And what about your future?
Probably, to be fair, I'm hoping, if Sony can pull a finger out of their arse, I'll hopefully be playing Pixel Junk Shooter 2 next week. We'll have to see. Other than that, probably some more Killzone 2 campaign and Killzone 3 multiplayer. I want to give a move a bit of a try out and see how that works with it. I am also quite annoyed because obviously Killzone 3 has come out, but they've not released that sharpshooter gun. Apparently that's coming out in a couple of weeks, so that would have been more handy for the move functionality, but we'll see.
Alrighty, so now we move on to the Wombat.
Alright. Well, I have a selection of games to talk about that are all from 2011.
What?
Oh, no, sorry, that's not correct. That's not
Castlevania was not from 2011.
Castlevania was not from 2011. It's from late 2010. I did play... I did finish Castlevania.
Mm.
The ending was awesome. I really actually liked even the not even talking about the after the credits ending for now. I really liked the way the game itself ended. I know a lot of people were a little upset about the way the game proper, as it were, ended. But I actually really liked the way it ended. I liked Gabriel's character development over the course of the entire game, and especially in the end. I did, though, think, and we were talking about this before the show, I do, though, think that the game's probably 4 to 5 hours too long. I know that's probably going to be a shock to all the people out there that think that longer game automatically means better. I just felt like there was a lot of stuff that was in that game that was really filler. It didn't really serve much of a purpose in terms of the story. Didn't really serve much of a purpose in terms of exciting gameplay. It really just existed to make the game longer. Stuff like the chupacabras.
Oh my gosh!
I was so annoyed by those every time one of them popped up. And again, it did nothing for the story. All it did was add another, 15 to 20 minutes to half hour, depending on which area you were in, to the gameplay time. There was so much backtracking and looking for keys and all that kind of stuff. I feel like the game, probably as good as it was, and I do think it's not a slight on the game. I think it's a fantastic game, with a really, really good story. I just feel like the game probably would have been better served if it was about 4 to 5 hours shorter. I think it would have helped the overall flow of the story and the gameplay, in the end. There were even, oddly enough, there were even a couple bosses that I thought were kind of, just filler. Like
the big-ass troll that was, like, in the middle of the, it was, like, during the bright, like, daylight, and you were, like, walking around him in, like, a semicircle.
Oh, the ogre?
Yeah, the ogre. I thought that was, like, why is this even here?
At least that was a little different. Like, at least the nature of that boss fight was a little different. You had a couple bosses, like the Butcher and the Gravedigger. I mean, both of those were very similar. I don't know. There were a couple areas of the game that I just felt like the game probably would have been better if those areas weren't in the game.
Oh, come on. No, right before the Butcher was do-do-do-do-do.
Right. That was pretty cool.
the whole point of getting to the Gravedigger and then killing the Gravedigger, that shouldn't even have been in there. That was all filler, right?
Yeah, that was all filler content, basically. Because it served no purpose in terms of the story. I feel like a good thing that I would compare it to, and this isn't from a gameplay perspective, but from a story arc perspective, it reminded me of Darksiders a little bit, just from an arc, like a story arc perspective. And that's the one thing Darksiders did very well, is the story had a very even flow from one point to the other, and it seemed like everything you did made sense.
Now, there was
some backtracking and some silliness in Darksiders, too, but at least, like, the flow of the story, everything seemed to fit in. The one problem I had with Castlevania is it did seem like there were at least, like, three or four things that were just kind of put in there, but didn't really make sense in the whole canon of the story.
Yeah.
But overall, I mean, the story was phenomenal. I really enjoyed the story, and that's what kept me pushing forward. But the gameplay was really good too. I actually now, granted, I haven't played God of War 3 yet, which is hilarious.
What?
Yeah, but I actually preferred the gameplay in Castlevania to the gameplay in the first two God of War games.
Wow, you have just pissed off every fucking listener we have.
To me, the base gameplay between Castlevania and God of War is very, very similar. But to me, Castlevania offered more options in terms of the actual melee combat. Because you had the gauntlet, and you had obviously the whip. Then you had the wings where you could fly up high and slam down on people, and you could do the flips over their back and all kinds of stuff. And the daggers,
holy water.
Right. I feel like the gameplay of Castlevania was a more fleshed out God of War. Now, granted, I haven't played the third one. I'm going off the first two and the PSP, the first PSP one. But I really enjoyed the gameplay in Castlevania. And that's all I'll say about it, because that game's like 6 months old now. So, the next game that I played, I did play a decent amount of Marvel Capcom. I played it actually for about probably 3 or 4 hours the other night, and I played 28 ranked matches, if that tells you anything. I was getting increasingly frustrated at sitting at the ranked match screen and unable to connect, or... what's the other error? I don't remember. Failed to something. Over and over and over and over and over again just to get into a match. From the way I understand it,
if you want to get into a ranked match, basically start up a campaign mode
and do the
fight request.
Fight request, yeah. So I probably should have done that, but I was really only interested in playing against people, so I didn't go that route. But I started out very strong, and then I played way too late. I played until about 3:30 in the morning, which is way past when I usually go to bed. And so I started out like 9-4, and finished up 13-15. So. I definitely trailed off at the end of the night when 3:30 in the morning was way too late for me to still be trying to play people online. I beat it a couple more times with a couple different people too. Which was fun. I love that game. It's phenomenal. It's everything that I hoped that the sequel to Marvel 2 would be. And then last but not least, I've been playing Fight Night Champion for review. It's another really, really good game. I actually am going to disagree a little bit with Killer Wolverine, and say that I think the gameplay is actually pretty different than last year, or than the last one. The punch control on the analog stick is a lot different. It's, you just have to point it in a direction now, or flick it in a direction now to throw a punch. Whereas in the last couple, to throw a hook, you had to pull back and then push forward, and to throw an uppercut, you had to do like a three-quarter motion on the stick. Yeah. Everything's just kind of flick a direction now, which makes all the combos flow together much more naturally than they did in the last one. Because in the last one, you'd have these kind of weird, herky-jerky pauses where your guy was pulling back his arm to throw a punch. They got rid of the haymaker, too, and mapped power to the right bumper button. So now all you have to do to make a punch a power punch is hold the right bumper button down, which, again, makes the power punches flow more naturally. If you watch a real boxing match, most of the time, the guys don't hang their arms around. They put two light punches together, two or three light punches together, and then a power punch. And it was hard to do that in the last couple because the haymaker system, you had to do all kinds of crazy stuff to, you know, pull back the stick and hold it for a second and push it forward to throw a haymaker, and it made everything, it disrupted the natural flow of the match, and they've fixed that in this one. Also really like the champion mode, which is like the story mode of the game, where you play, you start out as this guy Andre Bishop, and you start out as an amateur fighter, and then you become a pro, and then you get sent to prison, and it's really, really good. The story actually is pretty interesting for a 4 or 5 hour story mode in a sports game. They've got, you know, pretty good voice acting and some good cutscenes, and it's really good. I haven't had a chance to really play the actual career mode, quote unquote, yet, where you create a boxer and go through a career. I'll be doing that this week, and then I should have my full review up by the end of the week, because next week I will be in Florida. So
you gonna take a picture of yourself and put on your boxer?
You know, I was going to, and I can't find my Xbox camera.
Huh?
Somewhere downstairs, I'm gonna have to. I'm going to have to locate it.
It's also worth mentioning that you can't use Kinect.
Yeah, I heard that. which I think is
pretty helpful. Oh, to take a picture of yourself?
Yeah, you can't use Kinect to do that.
I think it's pretty hilarious. I tried to do that last year on the PlayStation 3 version that I played last year. Or not last year. I keep saying last year, but... and round 4.
Round 4.
And my guy looked awful. I looked like some sort of slack-jawed yokel. Like, my jaw was set way back from where my actual mouth line is. So my guy looked like he had the worst overbite in the history of the world. It was pretty bad. So I'm hoping that if I could... And last year I had to use my cell phone camera and, like, upload the pictures to EA's website and then download them into the game. I'm hoping if I can just use the Xbox camera, it'll go much smoother this time.
Mm-hmm. You have receding hairlines like we did in Rainbow Six.
Oh, right. My God. You have to see my Rainbow Six guy. Holy shit. I look like Two-Face because I was smiling. My face was smiling. I did it on purpose. I had a really big bulging eye, and I was smiling on one side of my face, and on the other side I looked normal. And for some reason, my light was weird, so one side of my face looks shiny while the other side looks like matte.
Nice.
And, yeah, and I was bald. And yeah. Everybody's like, what the fuck is wrong with your character?
Yeah, our Rainbow Six characters were pretty awesome. I actually wish I still had Rainbow Six just so I could look at the character.
Yeah, me too.
But that's it for me.
And this week,
Future Fondling is going to be more Fight Night Champion so I can write the review, and more Marvel probably, and then I'm going to dive into Two Worlds probably.
Marvel, baby.
Yeah.
Alright, well, I guess that just leaves me. I didn't play anything interesting at all. I'm lying. I did get the Dreamcast collection for review. I don't know why.
Yeah, that's interesting.
I didn't ask for it. But I was actually very disappointed. It's basically, it's all four of the arcade games, and the disc is a launcher. Because even when you play the games on the disc, it switches over to the arcade.
Really?
Yeah.
Which games are they again?
Well, it's Crazy Taxi and Sonic, which are already available.
Right.
And then the other two are Sega Bass Fishing and Space Channel 5 Part 2.
Oh, Space Channel 5 Part 2.
Yeah, well, it's got Space Sweet. Michael in it.
It does have. I was just about ready to talk about Space Michael.
Oh, there's an achievement for it.
That was.
Yeah, yeah. Well, Space Channel 5 is probably the highlight of the entire package because, you know, Crazy Taxi was gimped, Sonic Adventure didn't age well, and Sega Bass Fishing is just kind of boring without the controller.
Right.
So you're left with Space Channel 5 Part 2, which is probably the highlight, and it's still a pretty good game if you like those kind of games. I mean, it's $30 for four $10 games, so I guess it's not a bad thing. I mean, for nostalgia purposes, so you got to give it that. It's just a shame that the games didn't age as well and that they didn't pick better games. You know, because Sega Bass Fishing,
no Power Stone.
Yeah, no Power Stone, no Jet Set Radio, no Panzer Dragoon. Just I mean, it's disappointing.
Blue Stinger,
which everybody hated.
That game was not good.
Well, it depended on which version you played. I'm actually not kidding. The American version was a behind-the-camera third-person action game.
Yeah, that's what I played.
Which made it, like, impossible to play because the game was built like Resident Evil. It was supposed to have a fixed third outside camera, which is what the Japanese version was, which is the one I played through. Which made it actually a little more playable.
Wow.
So, yeah, that was a big deal. Like, when I played the American version, I'm like, God, this is awful. How could you play this from behind the camera? You can't see everything that's going on. So, yeah, if you ever get a chance, play the Japanese version. It was a little better.
I think I'm good on my Blue Stinger stuff.
Okay, well, you know. I also played Marvel. I think that's going to be in my fondling until Mortal Kombat comes out. But I think I've talked about everybody. I only played it with Killer Wolverine. Other than that, I didn't play it. And then the other four games I played, I guess I'll talk about Bulletstorm first since Killer Wolverine already talked about it a little bit. I actually really like this game. And the reason is, I think, Drew, you should play it.
Uh-huh.
Is because it reminds me of a fighting game.
Really?
Yes, because, like, the more you play it, the more you get, in with the kills, the actual
the combo system.
Yeah, the combo system. And I've gotten to the point now where, like, I can't even play it like a shooter. It's, like, not a shooter to me.
Hmm.
Like, every level that I go through, like, I finished the single-player campaign, which was exactly what I expected it to be. It's a summer blockbuster popcorn movie with lots of vulgarity and some of the weirdest phrases I've ever seen in my life.
Kill your dick.
Yeah, I will kill your dick. That's one of the lines.
That sounds like a fucking 13-year-old kid wrote that shit.
Yeah, well, I think one of the later in the game, the guy that was yelling at you in the demo calls one of the characters Sushi Dick. I mean, there's a lot of dick going on
what
in this game.
What does he mean?
That's what I'm thinking, you know, and I think one of the lines was that was sweeter than a teenage virgin or something like that.
What?
I mean, there's just a lot of weird vulgar lines in that game. Sometimes
okay, do you feel like raping anybody?
No, I don't. I really don't. Okay.
Okay.
So I'm good on
climbing in your windows and snatching your people love.
But no, the single player campaign was exactly what I expected. Lots of huge, giant bosses and lots of...
Dick tits.
Yeah, a lot of that. It's just... It is what it is, I guess. And if as long... It's kind of like what Duke will be. You know, you don't expect it to be serious or... You know, and it's entertaining. The dialogue is certainly... It'll make you look at the screen and go, what did it just say? I had to put the subtitles on just to make sure I was catching all of the interesting vulgarities.
The dicks.
Yeah.
A lot of dicks. How long was the single player, you say?
About 4 or 5 hours.
Okay. I'll probably just have somebody check it out for me.
Yeah, I mean, the single player's fun. There's a lot of really cool stuff in the single player. Like, for instance, the dam level is memorable. There's one section that I don't want to spoil for anybody who hasn't played the single player, but there's a weapon that you get that you only get to use through part of a level, and it's one of the coolest things ever, especially the dialogue. And it's not really consistent of, you know, lots of dick tits or whatever, but you just have to get to it. And when you get to it, you'll understand it, because it's actually very funny. The main character looks like Wolverine, and he's voiced by the guy that did Wolverine.
Yeah, Stephen Bloom.
Yeah, so you kind of feel like you're playing as Wolverine with a gun, which is entertaining. As we talked about the multiplayer, though, it gets real boring real fast because of lack of modes and the fact that it's the levels. Like, it's the level's cool for the first, like we said, six or seven waves, and then you've kind of done everything in that level. And the problem with multiplayer is kind of where they were complaining about the co-op, why they didn't do co-op, because everybody runs off and tries to do their own thing. Well, that's eventually what happens in multiplayer. Everybody runs off and tries to score as many points so they can be the leader at the end of the game, when in fact, it's a co-op game. You guys need to work together, and that way you get more points. So...
Yeah, so you'd have to play that with friends.
Yeah, well, we did, and it still resulted in the same outcome.
Away I go, jackasses.
Everybody was running off like, look what I can do, look at this score. I'm like, you realize if we did that together, we'd get double the points? You realize that, right? So, yeah, that's kind of what that turns into. It's fun for a little bit, and this is the first Epic game I think I will ever say that the single player was much better than the multiplayer.
Snap.
So, and I enjoy Echoes because Echoes reminds me of, it's really short, sweet, and simple. You run through about 5 or 6 minutes of a level, and the objective is to just score as many points as you can. And it's kind of nice because you don't, unlike the single player, you don't feel limited, like, hey, I don't want to use my charge shots, I don't want to use my thumpers. You're like, alright, I'm going to use everything because I want to get like some just massive points. So, and that's really kind of addictive. And it's not even about climbing the leaderboards for me, it's just seeing how many points I can get. But I've actually gotten pretty good at it. I think I'm like either first or second on all my friend leaderboards for most of the Echoes maps. And it's just really kind of addictive once you start getting into the skill shots. And like, I very rarely ever just shoot somebody.
See, hearing you talk about this makes me want to go back and play the club.
And that's what it reminded me of a lot.
Really?
Was the club.
Nothing should ever make you want to go back and play the club.
You know what? You'd be quiet.
You're crazy.
The club was great.
I love the club.
And, it's great if you like games that suck.
Oh my god. Oh.
Whatever, two worlds?
Yeah, two worlds.
Someone always has to bring that up on games that suck.
No, I actually got a lot of the club vibe, and to a lesser extent, 50 Cent, if anybody's ever played that.
Please tell me it's the second one, not the first one.
Well, yeah, not that crappy, the blood on the sand one, the one
blood
on 360,
sand.
Yeah. That was really a fun game.
As ashamed
as I am to admit that.
Yeah. That bitch got my skull.
Yo, Fitty, hit that big ass ramp.
Yeah.
I like
I'm
that.
I'm glad
game.
I didn't play that game.
Dude, you really should.
It was fun.
It's really fun.
It really was fun.
As long as you skip the cutscenes.
Yeah,
you don't play with a partner.
Yeah, it's co-op, so it's actually a lot of. And turn the music off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was Tony Yayo.
Oh, but no, that's I really like Bulletstorm, and I actually found myself going back and playing it even after I beat it, because I needed to move on and review the next game I'm going to talk about, but I kept going back to Bulletstorm. Which
before you go on to that, I want you to settle the big N4G debate. What's better, Bulletstorm or Killzone 3?
Justin, oh, come on, that's really a debate.
Did I tell you what I was going to do the next person that asked me that question?
You know what? I just, like, every time I go to N4G, that's all we're talking about.
It's not even a comparison.
I know that. I'm just asking you.
You know what game's better? When you buy both and get a real job.
Well, bam.
Bitches.
Yeah, that.
Don't be comparing two games that aren't even similar.
Bulletstorm is better, because, I don't know, I don't have anything. Fuck it, it's stupid. That's so fucking stupid.
It's better because everybody can play it.
Yeah.
There you go.
So, suck it, Killzone, exclusive on Sony PlayStation 3.
Jesus. Oh. Stupid question. Yes. But anyway, the next game that I played that I'm playing for review, what's funny is when I first talk about it, you'll be really interested in it. And then when I finish talking about it, you'll never want to play it. So, it's called Knight's Contract. And okay. I was kind of interested. I looked at the screenshots, read some previews. I'm like, yeah, this seems like a pretty under-the-radar good game. It's made by the same guys that did Majin and the Forsaken Kingdom, so that was exciting.
Huh. Okay.
And I'm like, all right, I'm into this. I read about the story, and the story starts off really good. You basically play this guy who executed all of these witches 100 years ago, and now they've resurrected themselves, and one of them has one of them has contracted you to help her take down the other four who are trying to kill humanity. And you were cursed by one of the witches when you killed them to be immortal, so you can't die. And basically the witch offers you the ability to break the spell and finally be able to die if you'll help her take down the other four witches. Nice setup, very interesting story. Plays like a typical video game. Each level is based around one of the witches. You get through the level, you fight the witch, you get a new power. Same principle, video game, good stuff. It feels like the reverse of Majin. You are no longer the weak one. You are the, you know, the overpowered character. You can't die. So what happens is if the enemies beat you up enough, you're basically your body just like explodes, and then you have to hammer on the A button to bring yourself back to life. But the catch is that she has a health bar, and if you die, then the enemies go attack her, and if she dies, it's game over. So that's how it works. All seemed interesting, very fun. It plays like a mix between God of War, Dante's Inferno, Bayonetta. It's just a straight action game with combos and magic and, you know, all of that good stuff. And you start playing it, and you're like, I like this game. This is a pretty good game. And then you get to the point where you die. And the game doesn't throw you back to a checkpoint. It throws you back to the last time you saved, which could have been an hour ago.
Okay, welcome to any other RPG in the world.
Do games do that still?
It is so archaic. Like, it literally happened to me last night. I was playing, and I'm like, all right, I want to get past this next witch. I got so far into it, and I got exploded, and then for some reason, your AI partner doesn't go attack the enemies until you die. And then as soon as you die, she thinks she's like Superman, and she runs over there and starts hitting them. And which she dies immediately, which is just awesome in no respect. So yeah, and it gets frustrating when they separate you two, and you have to play as the girl, and basically you're just sneaking around using magic and trying not to die. So it's like everything is built up for this game to be good, and then you get further into the game and it just destroys itself. It implodes in upon itself, and it's just disappointing because it was different, it was entertaining, and then all of a sudden it just exploded in my face. It's one of those games that if you played the first two levels, you'd be like, all right, I'm going to recommend this is a good game. It's kind of a sleeper. When it's $30, everybody should buy it. And then when you get further into the game, you really start to hate it. I literally turned it off last night and said, I'm done. I can't finish this game.
Wow, really?
Yeah, I just couldn't. I mean, I died a couple times, and it reset me so far back that I just did not care anymore. I'm like, I don't even want to play it.
Maybe that's the reason why you don't play RPGs. Because I'm telling you, every RPG out there, that's exactly like that.
Why would you want to do that? Why would you want to start all the way back then? Why would you want to waste 3 hours of your game time?
You don't want to, but it's like I said, if you like playing like turn-based RPGs or JRPGs and stuff like that, it's going to be a necessary evil because they're in them. I don't know why. They like the Japanese are just crazy like that.
I guess. Well, this is a Japanese-made game.
Play Demon's Souls.
I did play Demon's Souls, and I got frustrated at it. But at least I felt rewarded, and the game played good, and there were a lot of good things to it.
So there's not a lot of good things to Knight's Contract.
No, there's really not. Other than this, I was really enjoying the story. The combat gets really boring really quick because it's just a button masher. You just mash them. But sure, there's combos and stuff. But that's
so
like,
so is Majin.
Yeah, but Majin was interesting. Like the puzzles were interesting. There's no puzzles in Knight's Contract.
Okay.
It's just go from point A to point B, kill a bunch of people, and then do it again. And another thing that really agitated me about the game is it has the Majin problem of navigation.
Oh, God, damn.
Yeah, so not only are you wandering around forever trying to figure out where you're going, but you have no idea where you're going.
Yeah, that map is useless in Majin.
So, yeah, it suffers from that game, that problem as well. So not only are you wasting your time when you die, you're wasting your time trying to figure out where the hell you are. And then you'll get to missions where she'll get trapped somewhere and you have to make it to her in a certain amount of time, and trying to navigate the area when you don't know where the hell you're going. I don't know how many times I got turned around and ended up exactly where I was.
Oh, man.
So, yeah. Very, very frustrating game. Not going to get a very good review from me. All right. Well, I have rambled on enough about that. I still have two more games to talk about. The first one I'm going to talk about is the one everybody's been waiting on, Beyond Good and Evil HD. I played about an hour and a half of that, and the only thing I will say is that it is marvelous.
How much is it, you know? 15?
It's 800. I thought it was 10 bucks.
Really?
I thought.
That's what it is.
Yeah, it's 10
Super
bucks.
Meat Boy is 15.
Yeah, I know.
Shit, yeah. I may get... Ah, fuck, what I need to get? Tell me, Ken, right now.
Dude, Beyond Good and Evil, like, have you beat it?
Yeah, I played it.
Do you have fond memories? I mean, it's so good. You forgot how good this game was.
It's like, it's awesome.
It really is. I started playing it again, and it took me a little while because the camera is inverted left and right, which confused me. You can switch it, but it also switches the up and down.
Ah.
So you can't switch them independently, which if I switch the up and down, it messes with my head. If I switch the left and right, it messes with my head. So I had to leave it there and kind of get used to it. It was kind of funny because when I went back and played Knight's Contract, it has the right way, and I kept turning it the wrong way. Because I've gotten used to Beyond Good and Evil. But no, if you have good memories of this game, it has aged well. The HD is very nice. I forgot how much I love the music and the story and the characters and just how involved and engaging this game is. Mm-hmm. It is so good. So, so good. And everybody who played it and beat it should buy it, and everybody who's never played it should buy it because it's one of the best, it's one of the classics. It's one of the required gaming games that you need to play.
Agree.
Fantastic game. And the other game I'm playing is not out for like 2 weeks. Is Torchlight on XBLA. And yeah. I have to say that this game, it's one of those games that Wombold is going to cry when he plays it.
No, I can't wait.
It's so good. but it's like, this game doesn't do anything innovative or exciting, but it does everything right.
Yeah.
I mean, it is a carbon copy of Diablo, down to
the same guys who made it.
Yeah, I mean, it's down to the whole, you're going to go one level down, one level down, one level down, loot, 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 loot. But one of the cool things that you don't have to worry about is that if you want to sell your crap back in town, just put it on your pet, send him back to town, he'll go do it while you keep fighting.
Your pet has departed.
Yeah. Your pet has returned.
And you got 50 million gold.
He brought you a bunch of gold, dude. No, this game is incredible. It's interesting how it works on a console, because you can't turn the camera. You can only zoom in and out. You can't turn it left and right.
So it's kind of like the PC version.
Yeah, and which is kind of weird, because most of those top-down games, you know, you could switch the camera left and right. It took me a little while to get used to that, but it does a good job of not pulling the camera to a point where you can't see your character, and when you can, you see, like, a silhouette through the wall.
Yeah.
But as far as the controls go, it's everything is mapped to the triggers, the bumpers, the face buttons, all that good stuff. Attacking is just pressing the X button, and then aiming at the character with your analog stick. Obviously, it's not as smooth as clicking with the mouse, but you get used to it very fast. What I like is that the game has like 5 difficulty levels, one of them being, if you ever play this, you're insane. which is the hardcore mode where death is permanent.
Yeah, permanent. To be honest with you, I would play it on hard, because on normal the game is a little bit too easy.
Yeah, and I understand that the game is fairly easy, but I'm just playing through because I'm enjoying it, so I don't mind that it's easy. I don't mind that I never die.
Yeah.
That doesn't really bother me. Like, I very rarely have to use health potions. I think I have, like, 38 of them.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I got a shit ton in my games, but, like, what's your character?
I played as the ranged character.
Oh, the Vanquisher.
Yeah.
The female.
Yeah. Because I like to do the range attacks. And then once you get so far in the game, you actually upgrade and you have a right-hand weapon that you can do with melee, which is kind of cool. But I like doing the ranged attacks.
Then, you know what, you should start, like, you don't have to, you know, start a new game or anything like that, but try out the Alchemist, because he has a lot of range stuff, too, and he's awesome.
Well, I'll have to try that out. And another cool thing is, like, I know I sent Killer Wolverine a message, but I can send anybody else a message that if you gift something in the game to another player, you get a potion of respec, which is kind of
really
cool. Yeah, which is kind of cool.
That would be nice to have in my PC version. I kind of screwed myself on my champion.
Yeah, but in the XBLA version, there's a thing right from the menu that if you send a message to somebody and you give it to them, then you get it for your character. So it's actually pretty cool. But no, Torchlight is amazing. It's such an amazing game. I'm so glad that they brought it to XBLA so I could actually play it, because I would never play it on my PC.
Why not?
I just don't play PC games. It's not that I think they're inferior.
So what are you going to do when Diablo 3 comes out?
I'm not going to give a shit. I don't like Diablo.
Ugh.
What are you talking about?
I don't like Diablo. I never have. Yeah,
go away right now.
Yeah, seriously. What the hell's wrong with you?
Don't
play a game that's made by Diablo creators.
Yeah, on a console.
Oh, my God.
You know what? None of you guys like StarCraft, so you can all suck it.
Yeah, and how much did you play of it? Like 4 hours?
Yeah, I know, because I don't like playing PC games. But I love StarCraft. So what? What are you going to do? Don't tell me to leave because I don't like your Diablo.
Get out of here.
No, I don't like your StarCraft.
Just get out.
You can Diablo me, alright?
Oh, that's a day one purchase for me, baby.
Well, we'll go ahead and purchase it. I don't give a shit. Don't judge me. But that's it. As far as future filing, I'm going to try to finish up my reviews this week, which, by the way, if anybody has reviews, they need to be in by Thursday.
Alright.
Yeah, because I will be gone. So, but no, I'm gonna. I guess I'll try to play some more Knights Contract. I want to finish Beyond Good and Evil this week because I love it, and I need to review that by Wednesday. Torchlight by Friday, and I think that will catch me up for the week. Oh yeah, and one last thing that I played was De Blob 2. I almost forgot about that. I actually got the PS3 version, so. But it's good. I really enjoy the kind of coloring platforming puzzles that it does. I'm starting to wonder, like, if it just continues on, or if there's actually, like, a checkpoint. Because I played for, like, an hour, and it never said, okay, here's a checkpoint, we saved your game. But I do love it, like, you pull up the colors and the pools, and then you paint the buildings the different colors, and these little dudes come out, and you paint them, it gives you more time. And then there's these little 2D sections, and... What the hell?
The heck was that? Somebody got a woodpecker loose in their house?
There's a lot of cool stuff to De Blob 2. If you ever played the original on the Wii, it's kind of nice how they've put it on the other two consoles. And the PS3 version supports 3D and Move. So,
damn.
It's a fun little game. It's a nice little relaxing game. That the color puzzles get more and more involved the further you get into the game, which I think will be really, really cool once you get further into it. So, but that I'll play that some more this week, and maybe some Marvel if I have time. But as far as future funneling goes, I've got an appointment to play Mortal Kombat, Fear, and the new Lord of the Rings game. Oh yeah, that's right. That's one tour.
That Lord of the Rings game.
Well, that's like a. You should be excited. It's like Diablo, and it's made by Snowblind.
Yep.
Okay.
I mean, how do you not get excited about that if you're a Diablo fan?
I am very excited about it.
Yeah, but it's like Champions of Norrath.
You leave, too. War in the North is going to be fantastic.
Well, there you go.
For people, at least for people that like loot games.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I love loot games. If I see it, I look at it. If I think it's intriguing, I may try it.
Well, there you go.
There you go.
Alright, now that the fondling is over, it's time to talk about Blue Stinger, apparently. but we're going to do some news.
And now, News for Gamers Internet Style Radio Program proudly presents Killer Wolverine Ninja's Weekly Dirt. Brought to you by Fight Night Champion. Kudos to the Fight Night Champion development team for coming up with such an innovative and original storyline as a boxer going to prison. And now your host, Zero Tolerance.
Do you not like the booty girls, the ring girls?
Yeah, you know what's funny is the press release that they sent me, one of the things in it was that they have realistic jiggle physics. like the reviewer's guide that they sent me said that in it. So it said that it would have more realistic realistic undulations on overweight boxers, and then obviously the obvious reason they put it in there.
Jiggle boobies.
Right.
Alright, well, here's one that should get you excited to make up for the jiggling. A screenshot of Thief 4 has surfaced.
Of what?
Thief 4.
Oh.
Apparently, the game will show up at GDC this week, so.
God, I love the Thief games.
Here's one for you. we all know about On Live.
Yeah.
And how it's kind of been forgotten.
Well, I was going to say, is that still going?
Well, here's the thing. If you pre-order Homefront, you get a free On Live console.
Like, on any system.
Well, I think it's just PC, isn't it?
What, Homefront?
Well, I mean, to get On Live.
Pre-order it on PC.
Yeah.
Because that's what On Live does, basically, is play PC games through your television.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. Like streaming PC games through your television.
Yeah, it's basically like Netflix, but for video games that you can play immediately.
Wow. Wait, where do you pre-order it at?
I don't know. On Live?
Okay.
I don't know. It's just
that kind of defeats the whole purpose, doesn't it?
Well, a little bit. There was a website that popped up this week called Find Makarov, and it had a countdown timer, of course. And it was allegedly pointing to a Call of Duty Modern Warfare 3 reveal, which Activision has came out and said, anything indicating otherwise is a hoax. There is no announcement for Call of Duty, according to us.
Hmm.
Which is either a PR stunt or who knows.
Yeah, they created that. They're just... Why do you have to hype people up for a game that's going to sell millions anyway?
I don't know. Retailer exclusive DLC rears its ugly head once again, this time for Rockstar's L.A. Noir.
This really pisses me off.
Yeah. So, the Gears of War 3 beta will begin in mid-April. That was the monster announcement.
What's the retailer exclusive DLC for L.A. Noir?
It's actual cases.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's actual content. It's not just costumes or
guns.
Yeah, it's actual in-game gameplay.
Oh, nice. That's nice. So, yeah. So when you buy the game, you're only getting about 80% of the game. Then you have to buy the other 20% through DLC.
I wonder if Rockstar is hoping that some dumbass out there is going to go out and buy it at three different places.
Well, that's the idea.
That's fucking stupid.
That's life.
That's life.
There is a new free-to-play MMO based on Doctor Who.
Oh, awesome.
It's in the works.
Sweet.
As Killer Wolverine was mentioning, the Trials developer Red Lynx has teased a new game, and it will last 1,000 days.
Well, the tease or the game?
The game. It's for iPhone and iPad. It will contain a new adventure every day for 1,000 days.
Let's face it, you played Trials for more than 1,000 days anyway.
Dude, I've probably played it for more than 1,000 hours.
Well, that's less time than a day.
Than a day, yeah.
So that's not as impressive.
You do realize that when you said I played it for 1,000 days, I didn't play it all day for 1,000 days.
Oh, I think that's what he was implying, though.
Well, yeah. Well, then you should really word your sentences better.
Oh, my apologies.
Bitch. Ubisoft announced the kinkiest party game you'll ever play. It's called We Dare. And if you go watch this trailer, be prepared to be embarrassed or a little uncomfortable.
For mankind.
And also note that this will never happen. When you watch the trailer, that will never happen to you. So don't think.
It's good to see that the Wii actually has its purpose now.
Yeah, it's so girls can eat the Wii remote and lick it like it's an apple.
And get spank it.
And spank each other. Because you need to put the Wii remote in your pants in order for it to work.
Yeah.
Anyway. Yeah, as we mentioned, the Gears of War beta starts in April. 4 maps will be available and 3 competitive modes. I bet there's a lot of cover involved.
Mm-hmm. Chainsaws.
Hiding behind a rock. Trying to think if there's anything else going on. There was a leak due to a banning, if you can believe that. There was a the news came out this week that Mortal Kombat was obviously banned in Australia, just like every other really violent game in Australia. But out of that ban came some news, if that makes any sense.
It does.
But apparently there will be 60 fatalities in the game. And a 15-hour story mode?
Jesus Christ.
Which I don't even know how that happens, because it's just cutscenes and then one-on-one fights.
Right.
So, man, that's a lot of fights.
They'll probably pull the Chupacabras from Castlevania in there.
Also, a couple of notes about the game. The fatalities, every character will start with one. You have to unlock the rest. Okay. Which is kind of interesting.
Yeah, I actually kind of like that idea.
Yeah, that gives you a reward for actually playing the game.
Right.
I had another note, and I can't remember what it was. Well, shit. But the game is going to be huge. More than we've seen so far, and there's apparently some really exciting news. And I got a little tidbit from the guys who make Mortal Kombat on Twitter the other day. They said, are you excited about playing the new Mortal Kombat? It won't just be at PAX East.
Really?
So
maybe a demo.
Demo on the way?
Could be a demo. They could be doing like a tour thing, you know, like going to other places and stuff.
Well, this is true, but he kind of made it towards everybody.
Hmm.
So maybe there's a demo. What do you want to bet it's PS3 exclusive?
What, so that you can play as Angry Man?
Yeah, so you can play as Angry Kratos. They're making everything else exclusive on that console, why not? Including
That's not true. Come on.
The bonus That's costumes, the extra stage, the 3D, the extra character, all that's exclusive to the PS3.
And they haven't announced anything for the 360 yet. They're waiting.
No, Ed Boon said they're not going to do it.
So they're not going to have an exclusive character for the 360?
Not until maybe DLC. So no, at launch, the PS3 will be the far superior version outside of playing on PSN.
Hmm. Someone dipped in their pockets.
Yeah, no shit. What the fuck? I mean, I have to get on 360 because that's where I play my fighting games.
Yeah, I know. And that's why I'm buying both, because I'm pissed about it, but... That's
no, you're buying both because you're a whore.
Well, yeah, it's Mortal Kombat. Seriously. Do you doubt me?
So let me ask you this. What do you think would be more successful, Mortal Kombat or Marvel?
Mortal Kombat.
Really?
Mortal Kombat is something that... And people have argued this with me since I said it, but Mortal Kombat is going to kill. And it's because of the name. Mm-hmm. And all the press that it's getting. I mean, it's going to be a million seller easily. I mean, this game is going to dominate this year. I mean, it's going to sell a ton.
But who hasn't heard of Marvel Comics?
No, this is true, and Marvel Capcom is going to do well. But Mortal Kombat's just, I don't know. It just sells, man.
It broke the mold when it came out. It pushed that barrier.
Did DC, MK vs. DC, sell well?
It sold well enough to become a greatest hit and a platinum hit.
That's
fair enough.
And it was a good game, despite everyone saying it sucked.
But it didn't sell.
I actually enjoyed it.
It didn't sell as well because it wasn't Mortal Kombat.
Yeah.
And that's why it didn't sell as well as, if you look even back as far as Armageddon, You know, Armageddon sold a ton. Deception sold a ton. Deadly Alliance sold a ton. It's
this
just
one will
name.
Sell a ton because it's getting back to its roots.
Yeah, it's got so much good press, and it's got the Mortal Kombat name. It's gory. It's got tons of fatalities.
And that live-action trailer helped a lot, too.
Yeah, I mean, this game is just going to destroy when it releases, especially, you know, being on both consoles, having the exclusive PS3 stuff. A lot of people are going to be buying two copies.
Web series or whatever started yet?
No.
It's filming, but it's not out yet.
Which one, like, I'm not the biggest Mortal Kombat guy, but I mean, which one was one that was like an action game with Liu Kang and
Shaolin Monks.
Yeah.
Shaolin Monks. I actually really liked that game.
That game is incredible.
That game was fun.
Yeah. You know what would be a great marketing ploy is to re-release that in HD on the download networks for when Mortal Kombat comes out.
With online co-op.
Oh, yeah. Because that game didn't even have couch co-op.
No. It was one player.
Yeah, and
it
was...
be included with the version of Mortal Kombat.
Yep. I guarantee you over the next month, we're going to see an ass load of announcements for Mortal Kombat.
Yeah.
There's going to be a lot of cool stuff. I mean, they've already announced the Blu-rays of the movies that come with exclusive DLC costumes.
What?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. See, just give me the fucking game with everything in it.
Yeah. That's marketing for you.
And a cloth map and all that other shit you used to get
map.
for a Super NES game.
What do you need a map for?
I don't know. Just for the hell of it.
Cloth maps are awesome.
All right, moving on. Bulletstorm obviously has day one DLC. Well, not day one, but it was announced the same day the game came out, which is always awesome.
That's fun, yeah.
Oh, wow. There's so much news about the 3DS, it's hard to dig through this.
Yeah, no. The Jill Valentine and Shuma Gorath shit. Apparently they are on the disc because some guy hacked it and can play as them now.
Yeah, well, apparently they're incomplete, though.
I don't know. I watched some videos of him playing as him. Jill does not look fun.
I heard they found Doc Ock hiding in the code too.
Yeah, that's what I saw that too.
It'll be amazing when they announce all the DLC characters. It just excites me for that and Mortal Kombat that we have DLC characters finally for fighting games. Because that was like the first thing I said when they announced DLC for games. I'm like, oh, new fighters, new costumes. So I'm excited about that. Yeah, that's really all the big news that I have. I mean, obviously the Zelda 25-year anniversary was last week.
Well, actually the biggest news is the 3DS release in Japan.
Yeah, but what are we going to talk about?
Well,
I didn't play it. You didn't play it. It was released. Big deal. I mean, that's not much you can talk about.
We'll talk about it next month.
On an international level, this is the beginning of the next generation of game systems.
Of handhelds, yeah. We haven't even heard of a new console.
We won't until 2013.
Yeah. The Xbox 360 and PS3 are doing too well, and the Wii is still, you know, rolling on its merits, so it's we're not going to see anything for a while, especially with Kinect out now and the PS3 doing so well. We're not going to hear about it for a while. These new handhelds are cool. And it'll be a cool year for both of them. But until I play it, or it releases over here, I mean, there's not really much we can talk about. Yeah, it was cool. It released. It sold out 400,000 units in the first day. I heard the packaging is crap. Because they're going for that new, like the Xbox cases where the freaking plastic is cut out.
Crap.
Yeah, the eco cases. I saw a news story about how they're like so flimsy, it's ridiculous. So, there's that.
Well, they're not getting my money then. Fuck that. I want my packaging, bitches.
Yeah, I was reaching for news, okay? I didn't play the damn thing.
You need to reach further, kid.
Well, apparently the ESRB has rated Parasite Eve for a PSN download.
I thought it was already on PSN.
I thought it was too, but apparently it's not.
Well, we knew that was coming. Shit, it'll probably release about the same time as a third birthday.
When is that supposed to be? That's supposed to be like
March.
2 months ago?
It's March.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Damn, I'm going to be broke as shit.
Yep. My third birthday is March 23rd, I think, and it's $30. So there you go.
Is it download only?
No, it's not download at all.
Oh, okay. Oh, my bad then.
Yeah, the third birthday for PSP is only UMD, so PSP Go owners are screwed.
Sorry.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
That's why they should have never made a download-only console if you're not going to support it.
That's what I don't understand.
All right. I'm over in the question thread. And MK2 Forever.
Please read it. Please do.
Okay, I will read it. If you listened to last week's show, we had the guy who apparently had cancer. We read the story. Everybody was kind of freaking out. Blah, blah. Then we get to the end. He's like, I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
So that was kind of crappy. We had a listener respond to that.
That wasn't kind of crappy. That was incredibly crappy.
I know that. But MK2 Forever responded said, apparently you have more serious problems than cancer to make such an offensive and tasteless post. Do you really think that what you said is funny? Do you actually understand that there are, in fact, many kids in that exact situation? While I was reading, I was already considering giving a donation. In the end, when I read it, it was just a stupid lie. I started considering punching you hard. So there you go. All right. Yep. Rockman 27, I never know which one to call him. But he says, okay, these aren't questions, but when listening to the show last week, I thought I had a few things to say, but since I don't feel like talking to a wall, I just post it in here, because now you have to read it. Insert evil laugh. All right. First up, Gambus is right. What?
Never.
Deadpool is one of the best people in Marvel vs. Capcom 3. Shame on you guys for not using him.
Yeah.
Alright. Oh, here's one.
You know who's good? Hagar.
You know what? Shut up. Number two, it really shows that Frustrated Fury is the biggest fighter fan of the group. Two of the three people on his team have infinite combos, Tron and Akuma. Does that make you a fighter fan or a cheap bastard?
Hey.
I don't hear an answer.
Snap. I'm both.
Okay.
There you go.
There you go.
He says, to get into a ranked match in Marvel Capcom 3, you have to go into training mode, and when picking the map, turn fight request to either ranked or player. Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah, that's not how it's supposed to work.
Yeah, but I don't want to have to do it that way. I want to be able to go and play a ranked match when I want to play a ranked match.
I want it
the way it's supposed to be.
Yeah, I want it to work the way it's advertised.
I want it to work.
Yeah.
Number four, it will be very interesting if Bungie's new game is an MMO, because after Bungie signed with Activision, they hired people who knew how to write code for the PS3. That means that it could very likely be their new game would be a console MMO, and if it is, then this could be the first game with cross-multiplayer that everyone seems to want so much. Question, if a developer released a game with cross-system multiplayer, but you didn't like the game itself, would you buy it?
No.
No.
Nope.
All right. I didn't play Shadowrun, and it had it.
This is true. Number five, baseball is greater than football.
No.
Yes.
He's crazy.
Yeah. No. You're crazy.
Yeah.
Crazy, no, man.
Absolutely correct.
You are outnumbered, sir.
You're outnumbered. So. This is a democracy.
Doesn't matter who's outnumbered. All that matters is who's right, and I am right.
Well, that's not egotistical.
I feel like taking a napkin. Oh, I'm going to put on some baseball.
I feel like taking a nap. I'm gonna put on one of Drew's old podcasts.
Damn.
That's what we were known for.
That's bad, and that's what you're known for.
We're falling asleep.
Oh, fuck you.
Number six. Happy birthday, FF.
It's not my birthday.
It's your birthday. It's your birthday.
My birthday's in October.
Wow, okay.
Unless maybe, you need somebody else.
Maybe he was late.
Well, thank you.
I know somebody else who was
last
late.
Year.
Either that or it's happy birthday Final Fantasy.
Who cares?
Number seven, Gambus has the best hillbilly voice ever.
Why thank you there, Rockman! Oh, number seven!
Wow.
Indeed.
All right. Giacomo says, great podcast. Can you guys name which games you played in the 90s? I was a huge fan of the huge fan of Sierra. Well, that was just last week for you, Wombat. was a huge fan of Sierra games like Space Quest series. The thrill of searching for the right clues before the years of game facts kept me up many a night. They certainly don't make games like this anymore. What game? What did you guys play?
Man.
Dude, I don't remember last
everything
week
on the Super NES.
In the 90s, man, I played all kinds of stuff.
Oh, yeah.
About Sierra games, I'm sure that was a company who made a game called Pharaohs, which was like a Settlers-type game, and I used to play that to death. Loved that to bits.
Dude, Sierra used to do everything on the PC.
I played SWAT.
Yeah, SWAT and freaking all those point-and-click adventure games, and God, they made so many games.
I'll tell you a game that you need to play, or that he needs to play if he was a big fan of the point-and-click adventure games, if he's never played it, is Beyond the Steel Sky. Or is it Beyond the Steel Sky? Behind the Steel Sky? Under a steel sky? Beneath the steel sky. There it is.
Beneath the thing.
There it is. Yeah, I knew I'd find it eventually.
That game is free on Good Old Games.
Is it?
It is completely free.
I bought it right when it first came out for my old computer, and I remember thinking that game was just incredible.
We're just a good old game.
And it's actually on the iPhone now.
Yep.
Did you know that Sierra made a game in 1981 called Soft Porn Adventure?
Wow.
Wow.
Nice.
There's a useless fact for you.
Yeah, they also did the King's Quest. Yeah, they did all the King's Quest.
Police Quest.
They did the Leisure Suit Larry's.
Yeah.
Yep.
Man, they did a lot of games.
Tell you what games were awesome in the 90s. Every game on Super Nintendo. Well, almost every game on Super Nintendo.
Yeah.
The Ultima games. The original Star Wars Flight Sim games on PC. You pick your poison.
X-Wing Rogue versus TIE Fighter.
X-Wing, TIE Fighter. All of them were fantastic.
The Super Star Wars games were good, too.
Yep.
Yeah, they're hard as fuck, though.
They're hard as shit, but, I mean, come on. Back then, hard didn't mean anything to us.
No, but it did recently. I played Super Star Wars, and I got owned.
Great game.
Super Metroid. Amazing game.
Oh, yes.
Legend of Zelda, Link to the Past.
Link to the Past. Yeah. Let's see.
What Mega Mans were there in the 90s?
Final Fantasy VII, Metal Gear Solid.
Mega Man X was big in the 90s.
Yeah, the original Mega Mans were still in the 80s. Then you got 4, 5, and 6 in the 90s, and they weren't very good.
No, 2 and 3. 3 was in 1990, I believe, man.
Was it in the beginning of the 90s?
I'm pretty sure, yeah.
Might have been.
I think Mega Man 1 was like 88 or 87.
87, I think.
Son of a bitch.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think Mega Man 2, I thought Mega Man 2 was 87.
I'm looking it up.
You looking up?
I'll look it up, yeah.
Did you just poop?
No, I sat down.
Mega Man 1 was released in 1987.
Oh, there you go.
So, that'll tell you, brother.
Mega Man 3, let's see here, was released 1990, September of 1990.
Okay, well there you have one game in the 90s for Mega Man. Mega Man!
Mega Man!
I'll tell you another great Mega Man game from the 90s. At least I think I'm pretty sure it was the 90s, is Mega Man Legends.
Yeah, it was.
Oh, God.
It was like 97, I think.
You know what? You can hate all you want to.
Yeah, I can, because they haven't made a sequel.
Oh, yes, they did.
It was
Mega Man Legends 2 and 3.
And you got 3 coming out on the 3DS.
Yeah, it only took, 20 years?
Well, that's a heck of a lot more sequels than Cocteau Chojin got, or,
I don't like Cocteau Chojin.
Yep, you got it on your shelf, don't you?
That's because you can't trade it in.
Mega Man Legends was 1998, so yeah, you're good.
You can't trade in a game that they, recalled?
You could throw it away. Give it to charity.
I tried, it came back on my shelf.
And I'll tell you, it got a lot more sequels than Tao Fang did.
I didn't like Tao Fang either.
Yes, you did.
No,
you told
I didn't.
Me that you liked Tao Fang.
I liked it for what it was, but I'm not like, oh my god, where's my sequel?
Yeah, you were. You were greatly anticipating a sequel. Oh, here's a good one. Advent Rising.
Oh, suck it.
That wasn't in the 90s.
No, but we're not talking about 90s games anymore. I'm just busted on him now.
Hey, where's your Two Human trilogy? Suck it.
Hey, it's coming still. I don't think.
Yeah, whatever. Okay, you and Peterson can hang out and wait for Shinmu 3.
And you can wait for K.I. So,
yeah, Killer Instinct.
Yeah, but I'm not the only one who wants that.
No, he's
not.
Yeah, you are.
Yeah.
I'm still waiting for my Pilot Wings sequel, speaking of games from the 90s.
You're getting one on 3DS.
Yep. That's right. That's one of the reasons why I want it. Because I'm getting sequels to games that I never thought I'd get sequels to, and I just definitely didn't expect them to be handheld sequels.
I got one more that I gotta mention. Legend of Dragoon. I fucking love that game.
They made a sequel to that. Would you stop sending YouTube videos?
No.
Mega Man Legends. That one's for you, Ryan.
That's right. Great. Right. Great game.
They did not make a sequel to Legend of Dragoon.
They made a sequel to Legend of Dragoon.
You're thinking of Legend of Legaia.
No, I'm thinking of Legend of Dragoon.
Okay, all right, let's find out then.
They didn't make a sequel.
Mm-hmm.
I think there was a Japanese one planned, but I don't think it even was released over there.
But anyway, anything else?
I have one last thing in the question thread from the guy who sent the cancer message.
Saying he doesn't have cancer.
It says, update, it's not cancer, it was ticks. Phew, keep up the great podcast, y'all.
Way to back yourself out of the corner.
Excuse me, Legend of Dragoon was made in 2000.
Wow. Oh, give it a rest.
John's like, would you all shut up, I'm trying to sleep.
Oh, my God.
Oh, that's funny.
No sequel, man. Sorry.
Whatever. You're wrong.
You know what did get a sequel? Your mom got a sequel.
Oh,
it's called Your Mom 2, The Second Coming.
Unless you're Boogaloo.
Ha ha, The Second Coming. Ha ha, you dog.
See, I'm glad somebody got it.
At least Killer Wolverine's paying attention on like some other body. What? Who? Alright, that's all the questions I have in the question thread. I do have a question from the Iraqi gamer.
Okay.
He says, Dears in N4G Podcast, I'm back with the questions for the week. Hope you guys will save the day for me. Recently, there's a lot of rumors about a price cut for the PlayStation 3. What do you guys think about it? Did really Sony working on a PlayStation 3 hack-proof, or you guys have something in mind?
They did have a price cut, I believe, in Europe, didn't they, John?
No, I really don't know. I've got one, so I don't kind of check. But there are so many retailers over here, online and in store and supermarkets compete. It's very difficult to tell when there is any kind of price cut.
Right. But yeah, as far as the hack goes, I don't know, to be honest with you.
They already thought the PS3 was hack proof. So they might get past one hack, but somebody's gonna find another.
Oh yeah, exactly. The 3DS was already hacked.
Yeah, they already got all four running on it.
Have they really?
Yeah.
They got one running on it?
The cartridges, these little like SD memory card things.
It's a flash card basically.
Yeah.
What, the R4s?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Alright, did you guys agree with me that Microsoft has nothing interesting for hardcore gamers except Gears of War 3?
So far.
As far as they've announced.
As far as what's been announced, yeah.
Yeah, right now. Unless you count Forza.
Yeah. Yeah, Forza 3 didn't really do it for me this year, or last year, or 2 years ago.
It's still a game for the hardcore, just even if you don't like it.
But I do like those kind of games.
But I'm just saying. It is coming.
Yeah, that's true.
So there's another one. But no, right now they don't have shit. And now we're going for Did You Guys Know? Did you guys know that we pay $50 a month to get 20 kilobytes per second internet speed? Also, we pay $120 a month for the power. What power? The power of the babe. What babe? I'm glad John got it.
The babe of power.
Power of voodoo. Hoodoo. You do. Do what? Remind me of the babe.
What is that? What are you even talking about?
Dude, have
I
you
don't
never
know
seen,
either.
Have you never seen Labyrinth?
Huh?
Labyrinth.
Probably whenever I was like...
Oh, dude, it's been forever
seven?
Since I've seen Labyrinth, yeah.
Jennifer Connelly and David Bowie. Well, that's
I
just,
mean, I know who's in it, I just...
It's a recipe for success right there.
Yeah, I saw that in the theater.
Anything with Jennifer Connelly is a recipe for success.
What was she, like, 17 in that movie?
You sure about that? Because the first Incredible Hulk movie was kind of shit.
Well, I'm not saying the movie was shit, you know. I'm just saying she makes things better. Even if it wasn't Incredible Hulk.
Okay, he says, because we only use generators in this country, you can get the main power, but it's like 4 hours in a day.
So he pays $120 for power?
Yes. Says, so
per
if you,
day?
Yeah, if you want to live a month here in Iraq, you have to pay $120 for power, $100 for 40 kilobytes internet, and $85 for a new PS3 game. Can you guys imagine the life here as a gamer?
$120 a month for power? I mean, that's cheaper than what I have to pay now.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah. I was about to say, wait a minute, I just had a $300 power bill.
Yep.
Oh my god.
That's what happens in a house.
Holy shit. Crap.
During the cold season, dude, the electricity bills are ridiculous.
During the hot season, we have the air conditioner on full blast.
Yeah, but it's still not as expensive during the summer.
Shit is for us.
Wow, we actually have lower ones during the summer. During the winter, yeah, it's like $300.
That's because it's not god-awful hot like it is down there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's bad. It's not just hot, it's humid down here.
Yeah. Down in Hillbilly Nation.
Yeah, mm-hmm. There's swamps down there.
Oh, I forgot. Back the way you came.
Pinocchio. Get away to town. Yeah, back the way you came.
See, I'm glad that at least one person in the group gets all of my jokes. I don't feel left out. Alright, I am over to the Twitter.
There's not much
Twitter.
No, there's not a whole lot of Twitter going on. Shanghai 6 says, God damn, that hillbilly accent sounded a little too genuine there, GambusCon. You had me laughing my ass off on the drive-in today.
You're getting the props today, buddy.
One more time.
All right. Parker! Get me one of them out there cold beers right there!
Damus, you fit right in down here with us.
Get yourself a wife beater and you're away.
Oh, Jesus. And a shotgun. Oh, wait, you've already got a gun.
Well, bam. You're halfway there.
And apparently Gambus said something to him that he replied to. Gambus said, dude, I'm glad you're still listening to our craziness. Speaking of which, coming along with your podcast. Yes, it has. It's about as unrecognizable from the first episode as where we're at now. And yeah, he loves us.
Yeah.
So there you go.
Thank you very much. We appreciate that.
Yes, most definitely.
And you're right. It is completely unrecognizable from the first show to now.
I listened to the first show the other day and I cried.
I listened to part of it one day, not too long ago, and I was like, oh my god, I can't believe we put this on the internet.
I'm going to have to listen to those.
You've never heard them?
We need to bring back the commercials.
There are awful things in the corners of the internet, and I'm actually almost embarrassed that we put this up there.
Yeah.
Have you not watched any of Rage Quit Radio? It's about the same as what you guys were doing back then.
I tried to, but I fell asleep about halfway through.
Exactly. So we were falling asleep while we were doing it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I go back and listen to that first episode, and I cry a little that was us.
Yeah, I actually played the first episode with my wife present.
Oh, God, dude.
Yeah. It was interesting.
Flat, it was after you were married, right?
Yes.
Good, because she can't leave you now.
We'll actually be celebrating 5 years.
In August.
Right. Wow.
5 years.
Holy
cow. I was a young man when we started. Now I'm an old fucker.
Yeah, you're real old there. Anyway, Dirk Store 81 says, why do you think some developers choose to be stingy with achievements? Rockstar and the Call of Duty games are the worst offenders of this.
Those are dicks.
About right. Yeah, that's about right.
Okay. Anyway, Tortellini1 says, "Hey guys, love the show. How do you guys feel about collector's editions? Do you like getting all of the figures and art books?" No, I just throw them away eventually.
I don't really care about the figures. The art books are nice sometimes, but only if the game's got really good art.
Yeah, but yeah. I only look at it once.
Right.
And then I just throw it in a drawer somewhere. Such a waste of money. I don't even know why I do it. Unless it has extra content. Or a badass Batman figure.
That Duke Nukem one still is...
Dude, I pre-ordered that. Yeah, I pre-ordered the Duke Nukem one.
That's how you do a collector's edition. Right.
That thing is BAMF.
Uh-huh. It is BAMF.
Alright. Iron Windeer says, "Loved Killzone 3, played through on Elite, now to get Platinum, and hoping for more Operation maps." It's coming. DLC. Yep. You know it's coming.
You and me, DLC.
And then we had three tweets from the Iraqi Gamer telling us about his questions that he sent. Radio PM says, "So, I was listening to last week's show and something popped into my head. What catchphrase are you going to use for the PSP 2?
Well, it'd
just be like, PSP 2.
or it could be,
PSP 2.
That's a little too dramatic. It's not funny.
Yeah, it takes too long to say it.
Yeah. Okay, Kamikaze Sheep says, "Is it possible for John W. to confirm how amazing FTG is at Killzone 3?
I think I already have.
Okay.
Okay, that's all he gets.
No, we did earlier, didn't I? I said I was playing with Fred Towards Gamer. Yeah, no, you did. Yeah.
We're just making sure you were good. Paying attention. Anyway. This Loud Boy says, "What's with the missed multiple opportunities on co-op campaigns like in Bulletstorm and Killzone 3?
I don't know, that Killzone, man, they dropped the ball.
Yeah, that's completely crap. I mean, it's not even horizontal split screen, for Christ's sake.
No, I didn't play the couch co-op.
It's kind of inadmissible to not, you know, just include local multiplayer or local co-op. It's kind of lame and uncalled for and lazy. And fucking stupid.
How dare they? They should be castrated for that.
They should. We should go castrate them, Drew.
Wow, okay, you guys, that's a mission all your own.
Weekend sword.
Yes, indeed. That is how I... Whatever.
Wow.
You get points per ball.
You gonna collect them, put them in like a little jar or something?
Yeah, then we send them to you. There.
Yeah? Don't catch them all.
If you send them to me, I'm gonna arrest you.
You're going to arrest me?
I'm going to have you arrested.
Citizen's arrest.
That's right.
Citizen's arrest. Come on,
and I'm
man.
So glad everyone bypassed John's comment. That was kind of gross, John.
I missed
Sorry?
It.
Sorry? Yeah, I missed it, too.
Thank God. We can move on.
Damn, I want to know what it was now. Well, rewind. Jay Morungo says, "Went to a Monster Jam last night, and it was fucking awesome. Do you guys like Monster Jam? I know Drew does, because he's a redneck."
Okay, first off, I don't like Monster Jam.
You started that sentence off with, okay.
Those are those monsters. All right,
first off.
First off, I don't like that. But I do Drag Race.
They're the monster trucks.
Okay, that's much better.
Are they the fucking monster trucks?
Yes.
Yes, they're the fucking monster trucks.
Bigfoot, Gravedigger, not from Castlevania. I'm still in the 80s when it comes to monster trucks, so
that's the me too. In the same way with wrestling. Isn't Sting still around somewhere?
Actually, yeah, he is, I think.
He's with the TNA old folk home.
Okay, the fact that you know that, okay.
It's still real to me, damn it.
Alrighty then. That's all the tweets I have.
Well, I have a review.
Oh, you didn't even build us up for that.
No, because it's special. This one's from Squallsoft.
I know him.
It's a five star review entitled "Awesome." Awesome, well-rounded podcast, informative and silly at the same time. a real must-have for gamers over the magic age of 18. Keep up the good work, N4G.
Over the age of 18.
I've heard that name before. Where have I heard this?
Squallsoft, he's all over the internet.
He's a fan of the show.
Yeah, he's a big fan of ours. He's been a friend of ours for a long time.
Right. Yeah.
He's tweeted to us before, and I believe he's asked us questions.
Okay, that's right.
Yes.
All right.
That's Sega Man of his avatar.
Well, then that's awesome.
Yeah.
I got a quick shout out, right quick. Marcus Fenix 420, because I just beat the fucking shit out of him in Marvel vs. Capcom 3.
Nice. So you got a shout out to all the people you beat?
No, just right now.
Oh, okay. You're playing right now?
Uh-huh.
Jesus.
Oh, that's why I heard the button clicks. All right.
Usually that's Wombat button clicking.
Yeah, usually it's me button clicking.
Is there an echo in there?
Is there an echo in here?
Is there an echo?
Is there an echo in here?
Oh, God.
Wow.
Why is there? Do that again. Is there an echo in here?
Why is everybody you say is Margaret?
Is there an echo in here, Margaret Governor?
Wow. Why don't you do a redneck Englishman, Gambus?
Hello,
isn't
there.
That just Cockney?
That'd be tough. I have to work on that.
You don't have to work on that. You have to get back to us.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's all I have, unless anybody has anything else. Gambus, you can do your shout-outs.
Alrighty, then. I give a shout-out to the All Gen Gamer podcast, which is hosted by Johnny Millennium, Pete Dorr, Gamester 81, and Jason Heine. Yeah, no, funny name.
It always makes me laugh. I wish my name was Heine, so people had to call me Mr. Heine.
It's kind of like one of the executives in the Major League Baseball Players Union. His name is Mark Wiener. It makes me laugh every time.
Are you sure it's not Weiner?
No, it's Wiener.
Is it childish?
Pronounces it Weiner? I don't know. I'm still going to call it Wiener. Because it's so much funnier to say, you know, Wiener speaks to players today.
Long
discussions between players and Wiener.
Okay.
That's funny.
I'll also give a shout out to the Down to For It podcast. A shout out to the Front Towards Gamer podcast hosted by Shanghai 6.
I hope to meet up with him at PAX. I know he's going to be there.
Oh, God, you got to meet up with him. That'd be awesome. Do a video interview or something.
I just turned on the camera. What's up?
There you go. I give a shout out to the Red Sun Gamer podcast.
Yeah, same goes for me. Those guys are awesome. They broadcast all sorts of shit.
Yeah, the streaming of 3DS was awesome. I was watching that yesterday.
Yeah, I watched that and I watched Catherine.
Of course you did. Why don't you just go download the demo?
I did download the demo.
Oh, well, how come you haven't talked about it?
I don't know, because I don't understand it. Because it's in Japanese.
That's all right. Just say tentacles.
There's no tentacles in it.
At least not in the demo.
As far as the demo.
And I also give a shout out to The Outcast, which is another good Japanese gaming podcast. And that is it.
All right. Well, I guess we're done.
And leave us a review on iTunes.
Yes, please. Give me something to do.
Yes, please.
Give him something to do.
We will read it on the show live.
Guarantee.
Oh, I guarantee.
All right.
What was that guy's name? It was Justin something, wasn't it?
Who?
The guy, the cook who always said that.
Oh, I don't know.
The Louisiana cook.
He said, back the way you came.
Back the way you came.
It's back the way you came, boy.
When we come back from hell.
Oh. Anyway, that's it. So, Gambus, if you're ready to go, we're done.
All right. And it goes something like this. Margaret, I'm 20 for the last time. I wanted some deep fried chicken for dinner tonight. So go out there and decapitate one of that nerd chicken right there. So everybody's going chop, chop, and it goes.
Turkey foot.
Epic fail. Welcome to the N4G Podcast.
Oh, you can... It's me, Mario!
Zero Dollar.
This is going to be a very interesting episode.
Greetings, programs. I got lost trying to find my way to the secret underground N4G radio lair.
The Wombat.
Oh, it's going to be an angry.
Killer Wolverine. Play games, not consoles. No fanboys allowed.
And then I killed the dragon. 8.0.
Killed the dragon.